Seven ways to build your family culture this summer. Late last week, we looked out the back window to see our three boys, ages 18, 16, and 11, playing an intense game of wiffle ball. I joined them a few minutes later. They seemed almost oblivious to the 90-degree weather and humidity as they yelled, ran the bases, and playfully ribbed each other. We teared up, thinking about how few weeks remain before our oldest son departs for his freshman year of college. We wish we could pause time and allow these moments of sibling togetherness to continue forever. The beauty of these moments lifts our hearts to family culture, level 4 of your Trinity House, and our focus in the fourth week of the month. As we celebrate our family's deepening communion at the dinner table and in moments like that wiffle ball game, we allow God's life to become ever more rooted in the passing minutes and hours of our days. So before time races into August and the inevitable focus on back-to-school realities, we invite you to take a moment for a self-evaluation. How are you doing at building your family culture this summer? And as you reflect, consider one or more of these practical ways to celebrate your family's communion. Number one, liturgical living. Liturgical living, tying in your day-to-day family life with the church calendar, is the most foundational way to enrich your family culture with all that the faith has to offer. Whether the church is in a season of feasting or fasting, there are always ways we can unite everyday life with the commemoration of Jesus' life throughout the church year. We are now in a long stretch of ordinary time between the end of Easter and the beginning of Advent. It's a little harder to live liturgically in ordinary time, but there are still plenty of feast days to celebrate, including tomorrow's Feast of St. Joachim and Anne, the parents of Mary and the grandparents of Jesus. Many of us have more time for visiting during summer vacation, so let's take this special time to plan a visit to grandparents or at least send them a card or give them a call. Number two, a pilgrimage site trip. Schedule a morning or a day at a nearby shrine, basilica, cathedral, or monastery. In the lead up to your visit, teach your kids some significant points about the place you'll be going and share how that saint or place is meaningful to your own walk with Christ. Number three, lingering at the table. Your family table is the fulcrum for celebrating your family culture on a daily basis. So put the phones away and take the initiative by sharing a story from the day, asking questions such as what was one high and one low today, and lingering. If you can stay seated together for more than the national dinner time average of 10 to 15 minutes, then you're on the right path, and go deeper by reading one of our posts linked in the e-letter. Number four, board games. We are fans of Bananagrams and Scrabble, as some of you may recall from a post we did. Whatever your family's go-to analog game is, get it out and enjoy it together this summer. The hours you spend in these common pursuits will deepen your bonds and have a high spiritual return on investment, or ROI. Number five, family walks and hikes. There's so much science pointing to the benefits of walking. We can't tell you how many beautiful moments and special conversations have happened in our frequent family walks at the end of the day. To go deeper, check out a post we did about the family that walks together. Number six, the chosen. It's so easy to passively consume media, and in the process, family culture is not strengthened the way it needs to be. That said, we are fans of watching The Chosen together as a family. The Gospels come alive in ways that allow us to begin and deepen conversations about the life of Jesus together as a family. Number seven, scrapbooking and digital photo projects. How quickly we move from one thing to the next, when instead we need to cultivate a slower and more reflective pace in our families. How about getting your kids together and creating a scrapbook of your family's 2023 summer highlights, or creating a little book on Shutterfly or other digital platform? This common pursuit can allow your family to savor the moments, laugh about the mishaps, and create a lasting piece of family culture that you'll cherish through the years. The days are long, but the years are short, the old adage goes, and when it comes to celebrating God's life of communion in your unique family culture, it's so true. The time we have together as a family goes so fast. So while there's still time this summer, seize the moment and give more time to the Lord and one another in special times of family togetherness. From a novena prayer, Most Holy Saints Anne and Joachim, come close to us and guide our hands and our hearts in the way of virtue. Help us to parent our children and grandchildren with a gentle heart as you did. Show us how to raise our children in faith and bring our families into the light of Jesus. Amen. Lastly, as a P.S., the Heaven in Your Home letters will be on break next week and return on August 8th. And if you haven't had a chance to help us reach our 25K challenge grant goal, we invite you to consider making your gift of $10, $20, $50 or more to strengthen the Trinity House Community Ministry today at the link in the e-letter or the donate button online. Thank you and God bless.